The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the first day of the week at early dawn, the women came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Dear siblings in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Last time this congregation gathered, we gathered around the cross. We heard the story from the 18th and 19th chapters of John about the crucifixion of Jesus. The unjust abuse that he endured. And his death. Friday night, we lit candles and we honored the cross. And so, with the women on Sunday morning, we come to the tomb. Imagine those women. The dearest friends of Jesus. I don't know why it was just women. I have some suspicions. But the men were still locked up in the upper room. But the women came to the tomb with burial spices. They needed to tend to the dead body of their loved one. And something that my husband and I caught this week that we hadn't thought about before, but they had to prepare themselves for the possibility of Roman guards. So they must have been not only grief-stricken, but terrified. Their Jesus was dead in the cruelest possible way. And it doesn't look good for his followers either. But then on Easter morning, they got to the tomb. And I love the Gospel of Luke, which uses words like perplexed, confused, And when they told the boys, they thought it was an idle tale. Because women weren't even allowed to be witnesses in that day. Oh, just some women were saying things. But they were the first to encounter the resurrection. Two men in dazzling clothes. Yeah, dazzling. That's not a word you see in the Bible very often. Two men in dazzling clothes. Said he, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen." And that is the word for us today. Why do we look for the living among the dead when the risen Christ has already gone on ahead of us? Have you ever experienced that sense that somebody's gone on ahead of you and it will be ready when you get there? I remember when we first moved to Racine, Wisconsin, from North Dakota. And I didn't know anyone. Well, I knew one person in the whole town, besides my husband. And she wanted to have lunch. And this is before Garmin, right? So I'm using a map, trying to find this restaurant in a strange city that I don't know if any of you know Racine, Wisconsin, but it's carved up like by the rivers. So there's no east or west. It's just all curves. And so I found this restaurant, and the parking lot's full. And I got into the restaurant. I'm an introvert, right? So I see this sea of people in this big restaurant, and I'm just about in full panic mode. I don't know anybody. And my friend waves at me and says, "There's a place for you here." And that was probably the most reassuring moment for my beginning in that city, for certain. And certainly it's memorable for me. For all these years later, I do remember it. There's a place for you here. In the midst of all the stuff you don't understand, and all the stuff that's so unfamiliar. And that's resurrection. Because Jesus wasn't in the tomb. He's already gone ahead. Like wherever you go, there's no place you can go, including death, that Jesus hasn't already gone on ahead. These are troubling times, as most times are. And the potential for a third world war is terrifying. Not to mention all of our private and individual struggles and the things we're climbing up and out of and away from. Jesus is already there. Sometimes we come to church looking for the good old days. I call them God. G-O-D, good old days. Small g, of course. God was in the past. Jesus Christ was and is and will be forever. And the will be is for us. The now is for us. The past is to be honored, but it's an empty tomb. You know, we honor the cross by which we are saved, by which Jesus humbly allowed the religious and political authorities to kill him because he wasn't the status quo. But Jesus is not in the empty tomb. Jesus is in the ways of Jesus. We talked about it on Thursday night. Jesus started his ministry with his disciples by saying, "Follow me." And Jesus ended his ministry with his disciples, well, ended his earthly ministry with his disciples, by saying, "Love." The world will know you by your love. So the things that make for the way of Jesus is to follow Jesus and to love like Jesus. Anything that doesn't fall in those two baskets is probably not Jesus. The ways of anger and hatred and violence, those are empty tombs. There's nothing but the remnant of death in those things. Anger and hatred and violence. Jesus came to love. To love the disciples who would betray him and never get it quite right. Jesus came and forgave the people who nailed his hands to the cross. Jesus came to lift up the oppressed, to set them free, to heal and reconcile. These are where reconciliation and resurrection meet, in the ways of Jesus, who has gone on ahead. He saved us a table. And one day, can't we imagine? We're in a sea of people we don't know if we know. And somebody waves his hand and says, "Hey, there's a place over here. I got this." Dear siblings in Christ, follow the ways of our risen Christ and turn away from all those things that lead only to death and destruction. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in the risen Christ. Amen.